Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Proofing your home and boosting your home security. That's what the Home Squad are here to advise you about this Thursday. Jenny Sheehan, co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and Emma Delaney, interior designer from April and the Bear, both with us in studio. Good afternoon. You're very welcome. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number for your voice notes and questions. Suppose we could all sit back and take stock and look at our security measures at home, couldn't we? First of all, Jenny.
I really think it's the simple things that make a huge difference. Like you want to make, because most robberies are not, or most burglaries are not aggressive. They're just opportunists. So you have to just be the least obvious house on the street. Keep the lights on, make it look like there's someone there. Stop advertising that you're away on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Particularly if you've in any way shared on social media where you live, because it's very easy to kind of find that out, isn't it? You know, stick the picture into Google and there you go.
So just don't make it obvious.
Yeah. Lighting's a big thing as well.
Go on, tell us about that. You know, so where do we start? What are the cost effective things we can do?
Smart plugs are great. So if you're kind of passing a house and they have some ambient lighting on, maybe the window dressing, curtains down, you're like, someone's obviously home, but like, you know, they could be away. It's just being kind of strategic with your lighting.
You know? Any particular smart plugs you'd recommend or where? There's so many brands now.
There's so many brands.
Yeah.
But
you get them. I got mine in Dunn's.
Yeah.
Actually in Dunn's Home, but you'll get them in IKEA. You get them on Amazon. And even if you don't want say you're going away this bank holiday weekend and you don't want to be faffing around with a smart plug, you can get just the ones with the timer. Remember the old little...
Oh, the old school.
You push the teeth in and, you know, that'll do perfectly.
Yeah. So that will, I suppose, allow for things like lamps. The smaller kind of lighting settings around the house to come on, time them.
Exactly. As opposed to having your ceiling lights on. You know, people are like, I'll put all the ceiling lights on and it'll be obvious that we're not here. But yeah, it's kind of it's just something that's a bit more subtle, but it makes a huge difference.
You probably need to have those in some kind of timer, though, upstairs, downstairs, or whatever it is around the back of the house, don't you? Like, you need a few of them. One isn't sufficient.
Oh, no, I'd have a few scattered around, like one in the back, in the rear of the house, one in the front bedroom upstairs, just kind of scattered throughout if you have it upstairs.
And changing times on them.
And yeah, so they say to not have it at the exact same time every day. Now, this is if somebody is really stalking your house and timing what time is the light coming on every day, which is probably less of a risk, you know, for a lot of people. But they do say if you can vary the times that they turn on and turn off, then it does look like, to somebody who is looking at your house over a long period of time, it does look like there is actually somebody there.
Absolutely.
What other ways can you make your home look lived in when you're away?
I think it's important to have a very, very close neighbour. So if you have a car outside the front of the house and the car is moving positions every couple of days because your neighbour is kind enough to kind of maybe help with it, I think that's a huge thing because they do notice those things. And deliveries. Deliveries are huge.
Oh,
if there's
God,
lots of packages arriving at your doorstep, you know, it's kind of building up over days. If someone's passing the house, they're going to be like, oh, someone hasn't been around for a few days.
To take those in.
Totally. Yeah.
So that's asking the neighbour again to go and grab them.
Yeah.
And what other features?
Another one is curtains and blinds. So some people will already have motorised curtains and blinds. Yeah. I don't. But you can buy these retrofitted little devices from a company called Switchbot. Now, there's other companies, but this is the one that I know, that you can hook onto your blinds. You can hook them onto your curtains.
Yeah.
They have little solar panels on them.
Sorry, hang on. You can put the blinds on a timer.
Yeah, they're little.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. They're like little robots that kind of hang on your curtain pole or on your blind pulley.
That's a genius idea.
I know. And it's genius for in general, right? Yeah. You know, whether you're there or not, like it's brilliant. But you can put these on timers and they will open and close your blinds or your curtains whenever you want. And that will certainly make your house look lived in, because the tendency is everyone just closes all the windows and curtains and everything, which is fine.
Are they expensive?
Yeah, they can be pricey. So you wouldn't have to necessarily do it on every single window, I would say, but pick, you know, 2 to 3.
Just a couple, yeah.
And build it up over time, because while they're not crazy money, but they, you know, it adds up a lot, but you know, get one every few months kind of thing and it could be much easier than opening your own blinds and curtains.
Yeah, probably the kind of the living room or kitchen, whatever's to the front of the house.
Yeah.
That particular
one. Some people have an extension and there's blinds on one of 8 windows and, you know, it can be really annoying opening and closing every day.
Listeners got in touch. We asked my friend to stay in our house and to mind it when we went away a couple of years ago. We came home and thought we had been broken into. But no, we hadn't. they were just exceptionally untidy, says this text.
I hope you're not friends anymore.
Have a clean friend.
Yeah.
Clean
friend. Listener tells me I'm a Gar the Sergeant, and you'd be very, very surprised at how effective having some lights on helps keep your vacant home look safe.
So important.
Yeah. So the smart plugs are the one thing, and so they're not big money.
No,
yeah.
That's easy.
You can get them and install them. This texter tells me that they got the, is it the it's EUFY CCTV.
Eufy
system, yeah, in Harvey Norman a couple of years back. It's four cameras, including the doorbell, 24/7 recording with two-way audio, and it's brilliant for any domestic residential peace of mind.
This is an alternative to Ring. Lots of people will have heard of Ring doorbells and Ring cameras, and this is another brand that does as good, if not better, a job, I would say.
The one thing about the Ring doorbell, though, is that at least if somebody comes to your door and you rings the bell, you can answer it, you can respond to them. You can say to them, you know, no, I'm not sitting here in the beach in Lanzarote. I'm on a work call. Just leave the package at the front door.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the Eufy is fantastic, though. The one that your listener had said, because you can record all the video and everything. So it's sound and video. So if someone comes to your door and you're away, you can just look it up on your phone and you can see who's at your doorstep, and you can actually talk into your phone and it comes out at the doorstep.
087 1400 106. Loads more questions coming in. Is there anything you can get for the windows to lock them, but to have them open a little bit? The house is roasting, but I don't want to leave all of the windows open downstairs. Oh, when I'm working upstairs or I'm out the back. I thought they were going to suggest when they're
I know
away.
There are certain lock systems where you can, they can be opened like slightly ajar, but I still wouldn't leave them open at all. Like I'd leave them totally closed.
So there are some window casements themselves will be designed to have that kind of ventilation feature in place. Another thing you can do is, if you look online on Amazon or something like that and you're handy with a drill, is literally to just drill a little sliding lock into the window. So maybe if it's a sash or something, you can or slider, you can open it a tiny bit and then just have that sliding lock, you know, like on the back of a bathroom door. I don't know if I would trust them that much. They're not that robust. They're not super easy, but you know, it's a little bit extra peace of mind if you're really melting.
This texter is looking for advice around blinds and what type of blinds will let you see out but you can't see in.
I'm not too sure, actually. I'm actually not too sure about those
blinds,
types of two-way.
Yeah, they'll let you see out
there
as the homeowner.
There is window film
but you can't
look
that
in. You can get. So there's one-way window film.
You can
and it
glass.
Doesn't work at nighttime mostly. It only works during the day when the light outside is brighter. But blinds, I don't know about.
Yeah.
This listener tells me a radio playing news talk in the kitchen. I don't know if they're saying that's the perfect deterrent or what, but another listener too, we always leave the radio on when we go away. I'm not sure what's the purpose of that. Journalist have broken in.
I think it's, I'm not too sure, actually.
Imagine a blare. Yeah, your neighbours will love that. Don't know if this was mentioned already, listening late to the conversation. Make sure the bins are brought in.
Yes,
sorry, that is such a good point.
That's a big one. It's a big one. Because if your bins are just stuck outside
for 2 weeks,
and they're, it's a clear sign that someone is away.
Yeah, so get the neighbours as well. We're asking a lot of the neighbours.
You wouldn't mind, you know, as a good neighbour. I wouldn't mind.
Any recommendations for the delivery boxes, or are they a bad idea? A place for the postman to leave packages subtly?
I'd be calling on the neighbour.
Yeah, I'd probably be calling the neighbour. Unless you have like a very clear area, a box that's kind of tucked away that you can pop them in, but...
Yeah, you but can like ask on post to hold your post or, you know, if you're organised during those couple of weeks, get it diverted to one of those addresses, you know, the on post, the pickup points instead of your house.
Well, we'll hear Des. Des has got in touch with his to tell us what he has, right? He has a TV simulator light, and I also have a Ring doorbell, which triggers a barking dog when activated. The dog is actually a recording of my own dog. It sounds 100% real. My dog is 50 kg. And that'll put anyone off.
Oh, wow.
This is like Home Alone level.
Because I know with the doorbell, the Ring doorbell, you can, because they have kind of Christmas and Halloween feature rings. But so he has his own dog recorded as the barking activation.
They do say dogs are a very good deterrent. I'd love to hear from that Sergeant Garda again. Yeah. But they, you know, that, again, the very
he puts
easy,
a lot of weight on the lights.
Things.
Now, this listener's got in touch. They're a security consultant. They're listening today. Don't put all your eggs in the tech basket. What happens? He's so right about this. If the Wi-Fi goes down, if it's during a storm, there's no one there to reboot it. The rubbish bins are a major giveaway. People never think of it. So please tell listeners to make sure they have somebody to take them in. Also, the newspapers, the post hanging out out of the letterbox.
Yeah, it's
God, I'm guilty of that myself.
Flyers,
yeah. Leaflets building up for ages. Deliveries as well. A cheap lighting solution is the small solar panel lights with motion detection.
So I have that? Them in my back garden.
Oh, they mean outside. He means outside the house.
Like sensory. Yeah.
But should they just come on whether you're, once somebody walks past it, it'll turn it on.
Yeah. And then they're lit up and obvious and then they'll run away.
Yeah.
Now, this listener here left their radio on and their house was broken into.
Oh God.
Yeah, just want to make that point too. But he is right, that security consultant, about leaving everything and technology, like, you know.
It's not completely dependable, right?
So maybe you want one or two of your old fashioned the timer lights with the little teeth in it, as you mentioned.
And some of them can be put on batteries and it doesn't help the Wi-Fi situation. But I think even, you know, again, if it's this weekend coming up, you can place a couple of the smaller little cameras in your windowsill, inside, you know, behind your curtain, looking out onto the street. And that can be on a battery and that can be, you know,
clever way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not necessarily hooked up outside and requiring installation and Wi-Fi and all that.
Yeah, listener wondering about closed curtains. Surely closed curtains for a week is a major giveaway.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, they'd have to be adjusted.
What else do you do then?
You know?
Then you get the Switchbot little robot thing and you get them open and close. In again. Or we've spoken before, and I could do a whole episode on this, on home exchange and having people stay in your house, not messy people.
This is a day of conversation for another day.
I think we should talk about this.
I want to do it, but I'm so unsure about it.
I do it all the time. I started last year. I couldn't love it more. I've had only positive experiences.
Interesting.
And I was so, someone in my house, I don't want them touching my stuff. And what if they steal something? And then I went through all my belongings and realized there's actually nothing
to steal
like my house that I own. And it's been, you know, once you kind of get your set of sheets and your mattress protector and a few bits and pieces in place, my experiences have been wonderful.
And your experience on the flip side then of going to their house has been decent, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's someone's house. But what I've found is that because there's no money changing hands, there isn't this kind of entitlement or expectation of a specific service. You're staying in someone's house. You're a guest in someone's house. And you're, you know, the attitudes and kind of behaviours adjust accordingly, I feel.
We asked the neighbours to park one of their cars in our driveway. It's a suggestion from another listener today. I think it's well worth flagging all of this heading into the bank holiday weekend and particularly with people going away for long breaks and weeks holidays as well. Another one too, yeah. The closed curtains is a huge giveaway that you're not there.
Would they be kind of half open?
Yeah, half open ajar, but they'd have to be adjusted. That neighbour will have to be given lots of presents.
Yeah, you're bringing them back something decent anyway. Emma Delaney from April and the Bear, Jenny Sheehan, who is the co-host of Rip It Up, the Renovations podcast, Workers' Cottage and Social Media. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.